Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. His preaching today is entitled Beyond Sacrifices.
Today's responsorial psalm is a setting of Psalm 40. This is the refrain. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Please join me on that. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me. To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Your justice I kept not hid within my heart. Your faithfulness and your salvation I have spoken of. I have made no secret of your kindness and your truth in the vast assembly. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. What a perfect psalm for the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord. Psalm 40 has so much to teach us, about what God is really seeking from each and every one of us. And what Psalm 40 is asking of us is exactly what the gospel account of the Annunciation demonstrates. Imagine from Luke's gospel how stunned Mary must have been. How taken off guard. She must have been knocked off her feet. Just imagine how unsettling it had to have been, to have been visited by an angel. How was she to understand? She even asked, how could it possibly be? It seemed so impossible. But whether it was the plan for her life or not, whether it was even conceivable to such a young girl, in the end, the gospel says, her words were, may it be done to me according to your word. Oh, how we know that line. May it be done to me according to your word. The truth is, she said this with her lips, But then she lived it every day for the rest of her life. For Mary, it was not just lip service. For Mary, it was life service. That's what Psalm 40 is looking for. It is not looking for lip service. It is looking for life service. And that's actually what all of Lent is about. So how appropriate that we celebrate Mary and her willingness to adapt her will to God's will in the context of the season of Lent. We have experienced the season of Lent throughout our lives, and we still hear people talking about what they're giving up for Lent. I'm sorry, but Lent is not about what I gave up, unless it's about what I took on. Lent is never about what we give up, unless what we give up is about what we take on. They have to be connected. Sure, I discipline myself, I deny myself, I empty myself. The reason I do, though, is not because it's about me. It's so that there is room in me for God to fill me, to lead me, to instruct me in the way that I should go, just as the angel did for Mary. To deny oneself, to empty oneself, is so that God can fill us and can lead us where God wants us to go. Lent is not about what we give up, unless it is about what we take on. Of course, Lent is a season of sacrifice, and we all make sacrifices, some of them very impressive indeed. Worthy as they may be, however, today's feast, today's psalm, everything about the Lenten season calls us to a place beyond sacrifice. Lent calls us to a place beyond sacrifices.